Making room. Here is another one of our guided natural breathing techniques designed to restore the natural rhythm and movement of your breath. So this is the notes from Michael Krugman, 2008, Making Room. And I'm Katarina Hong reading. This is one done in the side lying position, and it is called Making Room. As you practice it, you will experience the rhythmic, pulsating movement of your breath throughout the core of your body. So you have done this one before, you will remember it, and we are now refining our awareness and practice of this guided natural breathing. You will experience the rhythmic pulsating movement of your breath throughout the core of your body. It creates a very peaceful feeling as your mind and body return to their natural, relaxed state. You can practice making room anytime the mood strikes you. It is particularly useful if you have had a fall, a shock, or some other mild trauma, or when you are particularly affected by the stress of life. When those things happen, your whole body contracts and its natural rhythmic pulsation is temporarily diminished. I read very slowly so we can reflect on this, maybe talk about it later. That is a natural defensive reflex, but often that reflex action persists longer than necessary, and your body remains in a state of chronic contraction for longer than necessary, obstructing the process of recovery. Only when the natural pulsation has been restored can the recovery process truly begin. That is when making room will really prove its worth. Since making room is one of our guided natural breathing techniques, this means especially for bedtime practice. When you're ready to turn out the lights at the end of the day, just get under the covers and practice making room. Now, for 5 or 10 minutes or more. The purpose is not to fall asleep, but simply to aid your mind and body in making that all-important transition from the highly activated state that accompanies waking activities to the slower, more peaceful rhythms that prepare for sleep and that precede sleep. If you should fall asleep while you are practicing, do not be concerned. You can always begin again another time. By the way, do not be afraid to practice this same technique again and again. You will not wear it out. On the contrary, you will find that the more you practice, the more effective it will become. In the end, you will be able to forget all the steps we have taught you and just drift into that special state of deep relaxation. Your body becomes spacious and your mind clear and calm. Step one, the starting position. Please lie on your right side on a bed or on a mat or carpet on the floor. A note from Katerina, if your left side is better, then that's what you would do. Continue. Step one, lying on your right side on a bed or a mat or a carpet, the floor, or on your left side if you prefer, place a pillow under your head for support. If for any reason you prefer to lie on your left side, you are welcome to do that. You can easily reverse the directions that we give. Please bend your knees and hips comfortably so that your knees lie more or less in front of you. Your left leg lies on top of your right. Place your arms in any position that is comfortable for you. You may want to place a pillow or a folded blanket between your knees for greater comfort. So that was step one, the starting position. Now step two, observing yourself in repose. Notice how your body makes contact with the surface it is lying on. Which parts of your head press against the pillow most distinctly? Is it your temple? Is it your ear? Your cheek? Your jaw? Which part of your head presses against the pillow most distinctly? Is it your temple, your ear, your cheek, your jaw? And a note from Katerina, as you're practicing this, you can imagine you're practicing in the day, in the night, just coming back to the sense of the whole process, the 10 steps, and now we're at step two. Observing yourself in repose. Does your neck feel like it is well supported by the pillow? Notice how the side of your neck makes contact with the pillow. How about your right shoulder? Does it seem to press forcefully into the bed or mat you are lying on? Or is it supported softly, even comfortably? Please make any adjustment that you need for your own comfort. Notice your ribs on the right side. Your right hip, your right leg, knee, ankle, and foot. Your right hip, the ribs on your right side, your right leg, knee, ankle, and foot. Just feel how each part of yourself is supported by the ground beneath you. So that was step two, observing yourself in repose. Now comes step three, resting and breathing. Please rest quietly for a time and let your breathing be easy and natural. make no effort to breathe deeply or in any special way. Just continue to rest and breathe, taking all the time you need for each breath. And that means take all the time you need for each in-breath. Take all the time you need for each out-breath. Take all the time you need between each in-breath and out-breath. Taking all the time you need does not require you to do anything. It just means there is no need to hurry. When your breathing becomes truly unhurried, so will you. Your body will begin to relax and your mind will become clear and calm. Again, when your breathing becomes truly unhurried, so will you. You will become truly unhurried. Your body will begin to relax and your mind will become clear and calm. So that was step three, resting and breathing. And now we come to a concerted step four, observing the movements of the breath. As you rest quietly like that, breathing easy, simply notice any part of your body that moves as you breathe. Look for the physical sensation of movement in your body. As you softly breathe in, softly breathe out, allow your breath to come and go of its own accord. Breathing is movement, even when we are lying very still. Our bodies are in motion, moving oxygen in and out of our lungs. And like all of our movements, the movements of the breath produce very definite physical sensations. Whenever your body moves, you can feel it. Directing your attention to the natural, rhythmic movements of your breath and the accompanying physical sensations is very soothing. It has a profound, tranquilizing effect on your mind and body. Just notice, can you feel any movement in your chest or in your belly as you slowly inhale and exhale? Can you feel any movement in your chest or in your belly as you slowly inhale and exhale? Just notice. How about your back? Does any part of your back move as you breathe? You may feel very distinct physical sensations at this time, or you may feel nothing in particular. It really does not matter. Just be as you are and see what you feel. So that was step four. Whether you feel very distinct physical sensations or you may feel nothing in particular. Just be as you are and see what you feel. That was step four, observing the movements of your breath. Step five, your ribs expand as you breathe. Now turn your attention to the rib on the left side of your trunk, if you're lying on the right side of your body, between your left shoulder and your left hip. So we could say, now bring your attention to the ribs on the upper side of where you're lying, between your shoulder and your hip. Notice those ribs move as you breathe. As you slowly inhale, your ribs rise upward and expand. As you exhale, your ribs sink and shrink and relax. If the expansion of your ribs is not clear to you, you may place your left hand or the hand on your upper side to help you feel the ribs as they move. Yeah, even the slightest stirring each time. Can you feel anything under your hand? Even the slightest stirring each time you inhale or exhale. See how that is for you. And then you can take your hand away from your ribs and rest. Just rest your hand, maybe on a pillow or a rolled up blanket, maybe something to help support a little bit more, an extra pillow. Yes, those wonderful pillows. As you take your hand away from your ribs and rest, can you feel that rhythmic movement of your ribs, even now, without the help of your hand? You inhale and your ribs rise toward the ceiling. They swell and expand. Then you exhale and your ribs sink and shrink and relax as they return to their resting state. This is one of the natural movements of the breath. So that was step five. Your ribs expand as you breathe. And we come to step six, your shoulder moves as you breathe. Continue on your right side as before. Now direct your attention to your left shoulder. As you slowly inhale, see if you can detect any movement, no matter how small or subtle, of your left shoulder. Each time you inhale, your shoulder moves a little bit in a certain direction. Each time you exhale, your shoulder returns to its starting position. As before, your breath produces the movement, not you. Your breathing produces the movement of your shoulder. A little bit. Why does your shoulder move like that? It makes perfect sense, really. Anytime something expands, it needs room to expand into. If there is not room available, something else has to move aside in order to make room. When you breathe in, your lungs fill with air, and as a result, your ribs expand. As your ribs expand, they very gently displace the shoulder a little bit upward towards your head. Your shoulder is making room for the expansion of your rib. So we have about two more paragraphs for this part, step six. Your shoulder moves as you breathe. We'll give a little pause here in case you need to find some water or an extra blanket. We'll just wait till everybody's ready. Making room is one of the fundamental principles of the sound or sleep system. Your body needs room. Room to breathe. Room to move. Room to live. When your body is cramped or crowded and contracted, either internally or externally, you cannot enjoy full aliveness. When your body is spacious, life is sweeter and easier, and your best self emerges without any effort. When your body is spacious, life is sweeter and easier, and your best self emerges without any effort. So again, breathe easily and notice what happens. You inhale, the ribs on your left side expand, and your left shoulder moves a little bit to make room for the expansion of your ribs. You slowly exhale, your ribs relax, and your shoulder moves back the way it came. That is one of the natural, rhythmic movements of your living, breathing body. It should be very light, easy, and pleasant. The movement may be small and barely perceptible, or it might be quite expansive and easy to feel. Whether the movement is big or small, it really does not matter. As long as you direct your attention to each breath, each movement, each moment. Whether the movement is big or small, it does not really matter. As long as you direct your attention to each breath, each movement, each moment. So that was step six. Your shoulder moves as you breathe. And now step seven, resting and reflecting. Rest a moment and see how you feel now. Notice how your body rests against the bed or mat now. Notice how your head lies on the pillow. Is there any change, even a subtle change, in your mood or in the quality of your thoughts? That was step 7, resting and reflecting. And step 8, your hip moves as you breathe. Now, just as we were exploring the movement of your left shoulder, let us explore also the movement of your left hip. For simplicity's sake, we will define the hip as the highest point on the left side of your body when you are lying on your right side. So slowly inhale, taking all the time you need for each breath. Your ribs expand and the left side of your trunk rises a little bit towards the heavens. As your ribs expand like that, is there any movement, no matter how modest, of your left hip? It may be that as you inhale like that, nice and easy, your ribs need some room to expand. And as a result, they ease the hip a little bit out of the way to make room for a full inspiration. Your ribs need some room to expand, and as a result, your ribs ease the hip a little bit out of the way to make room for a full inspiration. Stay with it for several breath cycles and see what you discover. Make no effort to breathe deeply or any special way. Make no intentional movement of your hip. If there is to be any movement, it will be a result of your breathing only and not any intentional action on your part. So that was step 8. Step 8, your hip moves as you breathe. And I'm going to mute and correct a typo. Yeah. And now, step 9, the side of your body lengthens as you breathe. Continue to rest quietly and attend to your breathing and the movement of your ribs, your shoulder, and your hip. See if you can feel the movement of your ribs, shoulder, and hip all at once. As you inhale, your ribs expand. They rise toward the heavens. And as they do, they ease the shoulder a little bit up toward your head. And they ease the hip a little bit down toward your feet. The hip and the shoulder move apart to make room for the expansion of your ribs as you breathe. You do not have to do anything. The movement happens all by itself. When that happens, the whole left side of your torso grows longer, doesn't it? You breathe in, and your body grows longer, you breathe out and you relax. So that was step 9, the side of your body. Lengthen as you breathe. You breathe in and your body grows longer. You breathe out and you relax. Now step 10, resting and reflecting. Please lie on your back. If that's easy, slowly, or in your imagination, or stay on your side, making sure you have all the cushions, pillows, comfort, and if you like to lie on your back and rest quietly for a while, see if you can feel the difference between the left side of your body and the right. Does one side feel a little freer and more spacious? And we could note here that you could begin before your practice, lying on your back and comparing your two sides. How is it different? One side, the other side. And now comes a part called application. You may practice this technique whenever you need to rest or recuperate from the stress of life. Since there are no voluntary movements involved, it is very restful. Done first thing in the morning, it will help you to establish a slow, easy rhythm for work or play. In the afternoon, it is a perfect prelude to a dreamy, restorative nap. At bedtime, it will help you shift your attention away from the outer world of things and people into the welcoming depth of your own innermost self. Do 10 minutes of making room. Then, still lying on your side, you may like to try tongue in cheek or the ziggurat, and then rest a while. In the morning, try to recall the sequences of movement that carried you so sweetly to the shores of sleep. So just resting as you like. Softly, quietly in your own way. And we'll come together again next week. Of course, if you're wanting to say something, you can. Or if you like to just rest, that's fine too. Just see what you would like. Yeah. I'll talk a little bit more. Yes, nice, lovely yawns, and both of you will be sleeping again. And we'll gather next week. If you would like more practice this other time, we can be in touch on the email. So, drift and dream. Yes, drift and dream.